The idea with this morning was to do a bit of an overview with the more beginner courses coming up in the next year. So everything from just the general health stuff to the kinesiology meditations, and then into the basic kinesiology for the home, and then kinesiology foundations. So that's the levels we're going to chat about this morning. 5:30 tomorrow.
Madonna,
Oh,
can you
cool.
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm sorry, I just jumped into. I'm from Slovenia, and also we have our here is like midnight, 20 past midnight. So I joined this one because the latest one I'm more interested for the other one, which is practice
Yeah, so
excellent.
they'll be recorded and we'll send them out. So you'll get a copy of the other one as well.
Okay, so I don't need to be here to hear.
Yeah, so
Because just
I will be recording them. Yes.
okay, sweet,
Yeah.
cool.
Cool, cool.
Because it's otherwise other time it's not gonna match with me, so that's why I was keeping
No.
this one.
That's all good. That's all good. No, I'll just mention the practitioner excellence at the end of this one as well. But it's very much for people who have some really good core kinesiology skills, because otherwise, definitely will be a fish out of water. Yeah. Obviously, for the last 10 years, I've had so many people contact me and say, when are you going to teach? When are you going to teach? And finally, I got my butt into gear last year and I started teaching. So I've been teaching Touch for Health locally for about 20 years, just on and off. But it's just been one of those things that has been a real challenge. And obviously, the last 4 years has taught us anything. Sometimes you need to do it online. So I have embraced the online technology, challenging though it may be at times. And I've gone ahead and put things together. So in any given moment, we have two options: to step forward in growth or to step back into safety. Health is one of those things, health, well-being, spiritual learnings. It's one of those things where so many people are afraid to move forward because what we know is what we've been brainwashed for our whole life. I don't know how I didn't get brainwashed. My brother's a doctor, but as soon as I started finding natural therapies 30 years ago, I just knew there was something along that path that I needed. So I was very much along the lines of one of those people. If I went to the doctor, I wanted a solution. I wanted a name of a disease. I was even disappointed when they didn't give me glasses when I was 18 years old because they said, all you have to do is stay away from the screens. So it's funny that we're in this society that really is promoting at every step of the way the pharmaceutical solutions, and is deliberately putting everything against anything spiritual, natural, energetic. So the first little thing I'm offering next year, and I haven't done this one before, but I've got a big picture in my mind. It's basically 12 master classes, so one per month. So it's designed so that people will get bite-sized bits of information. The sort of stuff I'm looking at are these sort of things. So talking about tiredness, about chronic pain, about our natural body's healing ability, talking about toxic substances in our foods, our histamines, oxalates, salicylates, lectins, what they can be doing in our body and how we can avoid them. Aging gracefully. Who here is aging gracefully? That's why we need to be on this constant journey of health. Toxic inflamed brains. Oh my goodness. So the statistics are something along the lines of back in 1965. It was something like 4% of people had a chronic illness. Isn't that phenomenal? Now we've got 65% of kids with autoimmune disease. So you think about that for a sec. What has happened in the last 60 years that has changed our health so dramatically? Blood sugar, diabetes, and dementia. Within the natural therapies world, about 10 years ago, they started calling dementia type 3 diabetes. And they're estimating that dementia doubles every 2 years at the moment. How many people in our worlds are we seeing with that fear of dementia? Because it starts with a loss of memory, and then it gets worse and worse and worse. Digestion, allergies, and intolerances. What can you do about that? And that, once again, these are all huge topics in their own right, which is why we're creating some masterclasses. Detox. I had one of my guys yesterday afternoon. He's 78 years old. He's been suffering from chronic fatigue his entire life. Somehow, he didn't believe in the Matrix when he was about 14 years old. He was out next to a river one day and he just thought, this planet sucks. And because he could already see the big stuff that was being convinced to him about the world, about our health, about our environment. So he could even see that going back 75 years ago or 70 years ago. So detox is a huge thing because he came in and he said, well, what you have done hasn't worked. I'm going to try this and this and this. And I said, well, why are you trying those products? And he said, to detox. And I said, they each do something very, very specifically. So if we are wanting to, and some things only have a dietary solution, but people don't like that. People like taking supplements. People like taking drugs. People like the easy way out. That's always been the case across the planet. So when we start learning about things, and yes, this one's a fairly new one for me, but man, I've done a bit of a deep dive. So when we've got too many oxalates in our diet, when we've got too many salicylates in our diet, these are neurotoxins that are in plants. We look at our symptoms, go, okay, do I have any of these things? Maybe this is part of the problem. I had no idea of the connection between oxalates and female menstrual pain issues. And now I'm going, holy moly, I need to look at that. And as I'm muscle testing more and more of my clients, these things are showing up all the time. So for anyone with kinesiology skills, when we're going through these master classes, I'll sort of be giving lists of things to be muscle testing through as well. But the information's amazing even without kinesiology for the non-muscle testers. But yeah, our toxic environment, and once again, that's not as easy as it sounds, because if we listen to the people pushing the climate change concepts, they're going to blame it all on coal-fired power plants, our diesel engines, and pretty much breathing and farting and everything like that. Whereas there's a lot more to it. So our toxic environment is so much more than that. And it's sort of like walking through those supermarkets. I don't know if any of you get allergies to the smells, the chemicals that are around in supermarkets. There are some aisles that I know my clients cannot walk in because there's so much, the fragrances and everything are so toxic. They are neurotoxins. And we wash our clothes in and we put them over our head. We put them on our little kids. Yes.
Yeah.
My grandson smells like a flower every time he puts his clothes on. Except a pretend flower, not a real one. I want to go into the history of medicine with this. And anyone who's known me for a while knows I have a fairly strong understanding of the history of medicine and how corrupt it has been and how brainwashed, once again, even our doctors in the medical profession has been. The last 4 years has been really interesting how many doctors are actually now speaking up and going, I had no idea. I had no idea. So they're the sort of things we'll be covering in the Health as Wealth. It's going to be a minimum of 30 minutes a month, but it's going to be more than that. With each of these levels of training, there's going to be a private Facebook group for the people who are enrolled. Any questions can go to that group for follow-up questions afterwards, because I know everyone will get home and go, oh, I should have asked this, I should have asked that. But they'll all be recorded, they'll all be uploaded, so they'll be within the private group so that everyone can take in the information and rewatch as they want. Something else that I'm also offering, if they just say our session goes for 45 minutes and you say, I really want to listen to that bit on oxalates again over and over again, I can cut that 7 minutes of oxalates into a little video and share that one separately. So that's pretty easy from my end if there's something you really want to just listen to over and over again. So that is within my range of skills. So the Health as Wealth, it's only 120 bucks a year, so Australian. So really, really cheap and basically something to give. As you can see, I'm trying to fit in a lot of really big topics over the year. Is there anything obvious I've missed there with big core topics that your brain's going, hang on, what about such and such? Is there anything obvious I've missed there? Because it can change depending on the people who are enrolled in the group. That's the other thing. I can do a masterclass on anything. One of the things I love about kinesiology is there's so much you can do with it. And depending on where people are at, once again, with the basic kinesiology for the home, my intention for that one, once again, private Facebook group. All of the videos will be uploaded, but it's going to be bite-sized pieces of information that you can go home, that you can go home and practice. So I'll be talking through the process of going home and practicing things. So, and then if you've got questions, comes into the Facebook group as well. And then I'll basically be getting back to everyone. I'm on my Facebook, you know, between clients and things all the time. So it's just the way my world works. That's not a problem. Also with the basic kinesiology for the home, if someone has an issue with something specific, like just say you're muscle testing something, it's just not working, take a video of yourself, send it through to our private messenger pod and say, hey, does anyone know what I'm doing wrong here? That's an these days with good old technology. You know, good old technology allows us to do that sort of thing quite easily. So the kinesiology, the training for the home, it won't be covered. I'll be covering the main things that I think people want to have at home. Some stress release things, some things for the immune system to work out what's going on, some things to be boosting cellular energy. So it's not going to be straight from Touch for Health. It's not going to be straight from Hypertonic. It's not going to be straight from anything. It's going to be some, once again, some core skills that we can use when you've got something going on at home. You can go, okay, what can I do? Or what supplement? That's the other thing I'm going to do in basic kinesiology for the home. It's going to be some really basic ways, basic-ish ways of finding the best supplements for you and how many you need at any given time. So once again, it's just sort of those core little things that people need, so that they've got like a hit list of things. Okay, I can do this exercise. I can run these points. I can run that meridian. So it's because that one's over 8 months, it's 1 hour a month. But like I say, with that coaching in the background, you can send anything through to the messenger pod and the group at any time to get answers with anything you're practicing. So I want no one left behind. If you want to learn it, it's going to be there for us. But kinesiology as a tool, as we get better and better at it, the more you know, the better you get. But also the more you can think of, the more you can test, which is really cool. Because once you start thinking about what you can test and you start, what would Madonna do? What would Madonna do? Then you start realizing that there's not much you can't test. The big difference between kinesiology for the home and the kinesiology foundations is that foundations, I've got really chunky techniques in there, really big, solid techniques that people can do from day one, but there's less theory behind there. So there's less theory in kinesiology for the home. You're more seeing it. You're seeing it, getting the belief system, then going, huh, that's so cool. That in kinesiology foundations, there's a lot more structural balancing. There's a lot more. There's a lot more energetic work. There's a lot more muscle testing in general when it comes to things like, you know, a whole body structural balancing. There's a lot more of that in kinesiology foundations. So because in kinesiology foundations, one of the core skills that I teach right from the start, which takes everyone forever to get it, is the stacking. So I'm not going to cover stacking in basic kinesiology for the home because it's just too much. It's too much. So, and some people feel like get really overwhelmed at the beginning of kinesiology foundations. And I say, hang on, we're going to go through this over and over and over and over again. That's my intention, to just keep on adding. You know, with kinesiology foundations, it will be similar in kinesiology for the home, but it's going to be a lot more basic. So it's not going to blow people's brain cells. That's my intention. But yeah, so, and once again, with the basic kinesiology for the home, I've got a plan of what I'm sort of thinking of doing. But if anyone's got anything specifically they want in kinesiology for the home, let me do. I'm sure we can swap something in and out if that's what everyone wants to do. You know, the group will drive what we learn in there. Yeah, Judy.
I've been doing up a fair few like first aid sheets with the time of day balance and the points to rub and hold the meridian stuff to send off with people. So
yeah, right. Yeah.
That's the first aid sort of thing, so that, like, my sister-in-law was in absolute agony, so I quickly photographed what they needed to do, and then I got them to buy the book, but they're still looking at the book Stargazed. So I put it in, like, just for this problem, do these things until this happens. Get your pulse, get, you know, you'll feel the relief. So that's what this kinesiology for the home sounds like. It's spot on for that. Like first aid for those that don't want to do the clinic, but in between clinic, we can pass it on.
Yes. Yeah, nice. Good work.
That kind of thing.
Judy's got some people with big, big chunky issues in her world. It's fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah. Sitting in hospital twice this week. Jess couldn't breathe. And they send us home. You know, nasty Tom.
Just on that, I know this is a issue, even me talking about, but I'm going to say it. There are people in that science group that I'm part of that have been keeping the clots that people are getting at bay with ivermectin, a small amount, like 10 milligrams per day. So one of the doctors from the States, he had two Pfizers, I think, and every time he would take his blood, he would put it in a centrifuge, or down the track he started doing this because he thought, well, what's going on? He'd put in a centrifuge. He'd do that for an hour, then put it in a vial and leave it for 4 hours. But within minutes, the blood would separate from blood to the white plasticky stuff that people are getting these clots out of. Now, he's been using 10 milligrams of ivermectin a day. And when he does that, that stuff doesn't build up in his blood. Nothing else has stopped that growing except a small dose of ivermectin, which, once again, I know it's a iffy topic, but there's all sorts of stuff like hydrogels and plastics that seem to be growing in people's bodies when they've had the jabs. So that could be something. Maybe tell your doctor you've got scabies or something and get a...
I don't need to. We have it for the dogs and we have it had it on hand for the goat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just like you can get it from the produce, but it's that stuff tastes feral.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's doing that.
So I hope that's okay with everyone for me just to mention that, but I'm thinking if she can't breathe, she's probably got a clot in there somewhere that they can't find.
Yeah, no, tonsillitis, like chronic damaged tonsils were joining. Yeah. And she's like, and they're like, oh, you have this, have that, go home.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I am talking about detox, that's why detox is such a big thing. So it's just, you know, like medically in the past, and once again, 30 years ago, it was so much easier to get people healthier than it is now. You know, so detox is a massive, massive topic on its own, because if we're building up parasites over our lifetime, which many people do, you know, you need to be detoxing parasites once a month. Every full moon, the parasites go crazy. The fungus goes crazy. The candida goes crazy. They love a full moon. If we've had our appendixes removed, the appendix releases an antiparasitic hormone. So therefore, we're allowing these parasites to grow for the rest of our life. One of the herbs that's great for parasites is called wormwood. There's many varieties. There's sweet wormwood. There's quing ho. There's artemisia. There's all sorts of things. But basically, with parasites, the other thing is they need neurotransmitters to function. So guess where they get the neurotransmitters from? The gut. And then we feel depressed and anxious and stressed. So being stressed, anxious, depressed, potentially autism, I'm not sure about that, but that can be part of a whole parasite thing. And in fact, in the past, one of the first treatments I would do with ADHD kids was do some worming on them. So I'm not sure whether you were asking about the ivermectin there, Uros, but that was for the plastic
that
builds up. Yeah. And then the wormwoods, you know, it's one of those things, wormwood combinations, artemisia, you know, both of those are things that are really good for parasites and other infections are building up. Zetox, absolutely. So fully purified zeolite formulas, because zeolite is something that helps to bind the worst toxins with a charge. So things like lead, mercury, cadmium, aluminium. We don't know what they're doing with technology in the body. So we're all taking in Wi-Fi, 3G, 4G, 5G all the time. And there's technology that we need to really move through our body. And as we build up more and more technology in our body, whether or not it's from Wi-Fi, whether or not it's from the jabs, whether or not it is from simply living in front of my computer all day long, all of those lights, that affects every cell in our body, every mitochondrial function in our body. So detox, detox, detox is a huge topic. So like my dude in yesterday, I said, well, why are you taking these three things? And I knew all three products. As soon as he said them, I thought, oh, okay, I can see where he's heard this information. But then we had a big chat about diet and change things around, and he's going to start there. Yeah, so I'm pretty happy about that. But once again, that is going to be, you know, depending on the people in the group, like I said, cheap as chips, $120 bucks a year. The basic Kinesi for the home is $600. So it's that's the 8 months of training, just one per month. But if people want to really kick in, the meditation one. Sorry, I don't have any slides for the meditation. But basically my intention with the meditation group is, once again, once a month, it'll sort of be everyone logging on, telling me the things that are going on in their world at the moment, and us putting together a working kinesiology balance for whatever that is, while I'm muscle testing and getting the people to go through the motions at the same time, or just watching if that suits as well. But basically using a combination of kinesiology with meditative processes to help to shift some energy through the body. So that's my intention with the meditation kinesiology combo. That's $222 for the year. But then afterwards, everyone gets to have a bit of a chat as well. So once again, they'll all be uploaded into a private Facebook group. They'll go into the private Facebook pods. So basically, there'll be a messenger pod for each of the groups as well. I think that one's $222 for the year. But with kinesiology foundations, this it really does have a lot of stuff in it. Would you agree with that, Judy?
I'm still trying to process it. It is.
I'll probably be running foundations two or three times this year, and as long as I've got enough people interested, and basically anyone who does it can just redo it again, you know. So, and all of the videos are there already. So any the things that I'm really looking at with the foundations, there is okay. Yep, Rhonda, I'll go over that again in a moment. So with foundations, it's really big chunky techniques that you can use from day one.
Yes.
And it does things like, it's got lots of hypertonic muscle testing in there, big structural balancing. There's a lot of immune system stuff in there. There's a lot of, we go through all of the muscles for all of the major organs. We do chakra balancing. We do the celestial circuit. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. And once again, we just add nice chunky bits each session, and then use all of those components within a balance so that you can see how they can be mixed and matched. But Rhonda had a question about the health as well, so let's go back here for a moment. So it's a dozen sessions over the year. All of them will be uploaded onto our private Facebook group, as well as into our messenger pod on Facebook. And each one will be a masterclass, a minimum of 30 minutes each. So you'll get handouts as well as the videos, but you'll also have things that you can do immediately to try if it's something that you feel is going on in your world. So because I'll be covering lots of things like the history of medicine, you know, so you get the concept of Big Pharma, how it came about and how they've manipulated society to believe it's the only answer. Why detox is important. Like even going back a few years ago, doctors still don't believe in detoxification processes. It just blows my mind that this is missed so much in modern medicine, except for the fact probably that there's not a lot they can do about it. So as a general rule, what would they do? They might do a blood test and look for heavy metals. If you've got heavy metals in your blood, you're going to be sick. It will be because your body has literally breathed in some exhaust fumes or has walked, you know, near some 5G towers or something, you know, so you will actually have noticed something. What your body does with toxins all day, every day, is get them out of the blood and put them deeper in your body. So if you're not breathing it out, sweating it out, peeing it out, or pooping it out, Your body is storing it as deeply as it possibly can. So therefore, you know, we sort of, there's different layers of how big these toxins get. So when it's in our blood, that's actually the best thing because the body's trying to eliminate it. If it's coming out of our skin, that's a great thing. You know, our body's trying to eliminate it. So if we're getting pimples or sores or little builds up on our skin, our body's trying to eliminate something. So detox is a big thing. Digestion, allergies, intolerances, obviously with that, we'll also be going into things like asthma, hay fever, dermatitis, many of those things, because with those, there's nearly always an imbalance with your T helper 1 and 2 cells. So your T helper 1 cells, when we have activated T helper 1 cells, too many of them, that's when we end up with autoimmunity and cancer and things like that. If we've got excess T helper 2 cells, that's when we've got the asthma and hay fever and, you know, your allergic type symptoms. And some fun people can have both hands up in the air all the time. So excess T helper 1s as well as excess T helper 2s. And in that case, their T helper 3s and T helper 17s in the gut are just not doing their job. So what, of course, shuts down the gut? It's toxins, it's stress, it's antibiotics, it's pharmaceuticals. There are so many things we do in our bodies that just shut down natural processes. Your body loves you and your body wants you to be well. Our natural healing powers, so many people. Yeah, Judy?
An example of how this whole concept is working so well in our family. So I've given Steffi, my sister, she also sees Madonna, the clock on what's, you know, operating at what hour. So she woke up at an odd hour. She saw that it was lungs. She has these other symptoms we've been working on. And we pieced together last night, we've both worked in a foundry and she's doing a massive detox. She's not feeling the best, but now she's getting to a point where I think that's coming to the surface. So now we know to stack in a whole bunch of stuff that you've taught me, but she's had enough knowledge to come to me and say, hey, where do you think this is coming from? I'm nice. Like, we are on this.
Excellent.
So all these different levels are bringing so much more strength. So once I've done what I can, she'll be at your door.
Yeah. And it's and with this one, this is part of me putting this one together because it's nice and cheap. It's sort of the idea, though, is to give people things that they can use in whatever modality they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to, like, it would be interesting, Rosa, you know, with your sound therapy, to see what symptoms are actually improved with sound therapy with your clients. Because we know that vibration and frequency are everything. So there's going to be a lot of healing going on there. Healing can suck too, by the way. I'm sure you all know that. You know, so some people think that, oh, I'm going to change my diet to this, or I'm going to change my diet to that or this. And sometimes it is a long road to learn what is really good and isn't good for us. So I don't know whether you heard, but Katrina was saying she was a fruitarian for 4 years to try to heal something going on in her body, and she kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And so it took a big shift. And the only fruitarian I'd ever met other than Katrina was a lady when I was living up in Cooktown. And so I would have been 25 at the time. And she, I can't say how old she looked, but I would have guessed 70 or 80, because there's no essential oils in a fruitarian diet. So, and then I remembered when I got invited to her 60th birthday party, and my brain went, she's only 60? Like, it just blew my mind. But, you know, so yes, fruit is good for some people, but fruit is high in sugar. Fruit can throw our blood sugar levels. Fruit can make us acidic. Fruit contains lots of salicylates and oxalates and other food toxins. So depending on how much we're doing. Okay, I argued with an acupuncturist quite vocally. We were having breakfast with a bunch of prackies one morning, and this acupuncturist had started drinking 2 litres of fruit juice every morning. And I said to him, you're going to be eating away your muscle mass. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, that's sugar. You're hitting your body with sugar every day. And he said, but I feel so good. And I said, yes, did you actually do? Because he actually had a lot of testing at the time. He had bioresonance and, you know, he had the scanning ability to work out how much fat muscle he had going on in the body. I said, I've seen people do that. They lose their muscle mass, they gain fat mass, even if your body is staying about the same. And eventually it exhausts the mitochondria. So that's one of the things we'll be chatting about in there as well, is different diets. You know, what's going on? You know, diets, myths, truths, concepts. What's going on the planet? Why are we being convinced at some of the stuff we're being convinced about? Why does Klaus Schwab want us eating insects?
Yeah, and Madonna, the next big push as well is going to be for like implants and things like that, you know, the transhumanism thing. They're going to try to convince people that they're much better off, like people who have injuries, for example, spinal cord injuries or things like that, you know, that they're better to get implants instead of, you know, and they'll go for it because they'll probably be so desperate to walk. So there's going to be new stuff coming in.
So technology could be part of what we chat about if people want to do a session on that, because technology is huge and they are so far ahead of what they're telling us. They're so far ahead of what they're telling us. So things that we are now finding in, say, these vaccines, because, you know, I work with this science group every week, and they basically are looking at lots and lots of vials under microscopes. They're seeing what grows, and stuff is growing in there that is not biological. And most of the patents associated with the vaccines are for technological companies, technology companies. So let that sink in for a minute. Why do technology companies have most of the patents associated with the vaccines? So we need to make ourselves the worst transmitters possible. That's our job on the planet moving forward, to make ourselves the worst transmitters possible. So yeah, technology, it's a huge thing. Rhonda, does that answer your question, hun?
Yeah, I mean, you're providing me with a really good, great source of information, Madonna. Thank you, thank you. I suppose for me, I'm trying to get my head around where to for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Since I've started working with you, Madonna, you're opening up a whole new way of looking at things, which really excites me and interests me and just gives me passion to not only look at me and what's happening to me, but to look at moving forward with other people. You know, I mean, you come across people like me all the time, I'm sure. But I suppose I'm looking at where the foundations is something for me. Is that my first step in this direction? Or should I go to the other one that's a bigger opening? Or should I just, yeah, I suppose I'm just trying to work out where to, Madonna.
Okay. Oh, so something that I've got on one of the slides down here is that if anyone wants to book in a 15-minute chat with me at any stage, let me know. We can book in and then have a personal chat about where you are and you know, what the best way moving forward is.
That would be really amazing, Madonna,
Because
because
with all of them, there's a actually the 120, the 222, they're pretty much the same. But I think I've got a special with three things: the basic kinesiology for the home, as well as the home as health, as well as the meditations. I think the special for that is 888, so it just saves a little bit of money.
and that most certainly does make it easier, Madonna, if you're looking at something, you know, with budgets and such like that. So yeah, appreciate that, Madonna. But yeah, the 15-minute, I might catch up with you with that.
Awesome. Yeah, so everyone's welcome to do that. Shoot me a message, shoot me a, you know, whatever. And yeah, tech module. Yeah, and I sort of think that the technology, like, it's something that we can't ignore anymore. We can't ignore it anymore. Without sort of mentioning, talking too much out of turn, one of my clients is in a mental health hospital at the moment because her family's given up on her since her vaccine damage. So, of course, they can't find anything wrong. They have thrown her to the wolves, and they're just experimenting on her with all sorts of, anyway, it's awful. So, but David Nixon is a local doctor who will never practice as a doctor again. He has found himself out of the matrix now. So he's happily giving up that part of his life and is working towards good, not evil. Just joking, but, you know, joking, not joking. So he has seen this woman's blood. And when I mentioned the magnetic therapy that they're doing in the hospital, he said, well, her nanotechnology maybe making that more painful, which had not even occurred to me. He's seen her blood. He's seen the technology in her blood. So these things can be seen with the visual eye looking under microscopes, because some of the things with the light, it makes them magnify about 16 times bigger than they really are. So even though they're nanotechnology and we can't see nanotechnology with live blood, you can see some things look much larger than they are because of the light field. So it's very interesting. This poor woman, like, I know what's in her blood. I've told her mum what's in her blood. The mum doesn't care. It's like they just get so into the medical model that people are being thrown to the wolves. And I think it's really dreadful. Yeah, so a tech module, I think that's a really, what is the best way to clean the COVID vaccine from the body? It's not one answer. There's no one answer for that. So ivermectin helps to stop with the, you know, that buildup of the plastics in the blood. Things like the artemisias, so there's a parasitic component. So the things like the artemisias and wormwood seem to be really good to help to clear that component from the blood. But once again, depending on which vaccines and how many we've had, it can change our DNA to constantly be releasing toxins. So I listened to hours of the patents with Karen Kingston. She's a technology expert or a patent expert or something. So way back in the maybe 2 years ago now, I listened to maybe 10 hours of patent information. And they talk about things go, you know, growing in the body to a certain size and shape for days, months, weeks, or years. So potentially our bodies have been changed forever, potentially. There's my guy, Alexander, you know, so my guy, he's a kinesiologist, astrologist, who I don't know if any of you are on my YouTube channel, but him and I did a joint session, him in Italy and me here in Australia, and on just helping humanity. And his wife, Aurelia, she's an amazing psychic, very, very connected. And she was looking for an answer for humanity. So she's actually created an affirmation that we can talk through when we get to that part during health as well. But yeah, it just helps to use the technology in our body for good, not evil, which is a good thing because the technology's there. We can't get away from it. We can't get away from it. So it's, yeah, so the kinesiology foundations. Yeah, so like I said, it's sort of got a lot of big, chunky things. And probably the main thing people need to be able to do, and I do say this, you know, firmly, the big thing people need to be able to get their head around to be able to get the most, benefit is be willing to learn the art of stacking. So stacking is about storing energy. You can stack in your hand, you can stack in your jaw, you can stack in your hips, but you need to be able to transfer information from your jaw to your hips to your hand. And that's part of what I teach within the first two or three sessions, because to do the celestial circuit, you need to be able to stack. To do the immune system stuff, it's better if you can stack. To, you know, so a whole bunch of what is going on in kinesiology foundations, you need to be able to stack. So I'm not going to cover stacking. So stacking's like saving on a computer. It's storing information. Judy, can you tell the difference before you learned stacking compared to after stacking? So Judy's been doing kinesiology for about 20 years, bits and pieces, helped her kids get over pharmaceutical damage 20 years ago, and now here she is again.
Yes, because they're adults trying to work. And my daughter collapsed this year with pseudo seizures. It was insane. But the stacking, it takes the basic kinesiology where a body gets to have enough. But you take the stacking and you can do, it has to be more than 10 times the amount of effective results at the end. So you can go back 4 days later. Do another one. When my sister was really ill, her hernia was moving up. We didn't know what we're doing, but we kept on stacking in. And that was in the beginning of the foundations. And it would take an event in her life or a physical bump for it to dislodge again. So we'd go back and we'd dig deeper and we'd stack a heap more stuff in. It'd be stable longer. It's just incredibly effective at getting a lot more done in that one session you get so much further. But I do have to say, I've got to collate the stuff. So we've got some sort of system to say, okay, immune and what in the immune, or what's playing up. So it's bladder. And then your information that you've given, like what the bladder circuit beings, like the fear and anxiety, and external, internal, those things are critical and key. And being able to self muscle test as well. There's been a couple of people that are elderly or infirmed, but I can stack so much more. Yes, charts. Charts are huge. I want a room full of them like Madonna, and I don't have one yet. But the stacking is massive, but it's just like learning to dance.
It's
And
true.
when I screw up and I think I've lost a stack, I go back 5 minutes.
You can time travel with kinesiology, which is just awesome. So I
It
threw
works.
that in at the end of a session once, and Ernesto, Troy's friend, Ernesto was sa said, "Hang on, what did you just say? You just can't throw that in at the end of a session."
No, it works.
Lying on, if you can imagine lying on the table with your feet upwards and turning the feet inwards, you can ask about, say, in relation to a car accident or in relation to a breakup or in relation to a big infection. And if the feet don't stay even, it's a sign that your body has gone into a gait, fight, flight, or freeze, or something like that. So this is in kinesiology foundations. And so I can't remember whether it was David or Sean on the table, Judy. But one of the guys who was my human at the time, I said, "Oh, well, let's go back." He said, "Well, how do you know it's worked?" I said, "Oh, well, let's just ask." Going back to the beginning of the session, going back to the, no. So in relation to the accident, coming back to the present or something like that. So you, basically, you can ask the body
Remember,
to remember.
we
It's
walked
all
Matthew
there.
through.
It's all there.
Do you remember we walked Matthew through? My son had an infection in his hip when he was a baby, so they washed it out, and then he grew crooked until 21. He had a hip replacement, and after going through one of the last lessons of Phenations, it inspired me to go through each stage I knew that Matthew went through, and his feet were doing all sorts of things for each thing, but stacking in each thing meant that he had an incredible release in scoliosis. And that's critical. He's trying to finish a mechanics apprenticeship
Yeah.
and he's struggling, but the feet were going all over the place
Yeah.
because at different ages and stages, he was in different areas of distress, structurally, emotionally. Spiritually, physically, he was really a mess, and the feet were going everywhere. It was magic, absolute magic. But it's a dance.
It is a
Learning to get
dance.
back in
It
the
is a
dance.
dance. And that's why I love it, because it's so for me,
Methodical.
it's so specific. So the different in Touch for Health, and once again, if I was going to teach some really basic stacking, basically what you do, say your legs are together, you pull your legs apart, and the hips have taken on the energy of whatever we're working on in Touch for Health. But that's like this much that you're taking in, which is what Judy's talking about. Because in Kinesiology Foundations, when you use the circuit retaining mode, and then you have a chat and you talk about the emotions, you talk about everything, it feels really lovely because you're standing there with their hand on their shoulder. So, but it's a way of storing all of the emotions, all of the spiritual stuff, the attacks that happen. So it's like a car crash is not just a car crash. A car crash isn't the fact that someone bumps in the back and you go, damn. Instantly, your brain goes, how much is this going to cost? Am I going to get in trouble? Are the police going to have to come? How long is the insurance going to go? Do I need to replace my car? That amount, is someone going to call me an idiot because of this? Am I going to get blamed for something I didn't do? So it's so much more massive. So you can stack in a car accident, but then you can stack in. So what was going on at the time? Like we, and then all of a sudden, the second they're thinking about it, when you've got circuit retaining mode on, which is part of Kinesi Foundations, the second you've got circuit retaining mode on, you are already stacking everything they're not saying. Every thought they're having about it, you're getting it. And
Sometimes they don't
that's why I
have the
just
words.
love the way that I stack.
Yeah, sometimes they don't have the words. They can't articulate it.
And they don't
It is.
need it. Words are good
No.
because it helps us as practitioners,
Yes.
So words are good, but they don't need to. And even when people come in and they, you can see them stony faced and they don't want to tell you squat, the Kinesi tells you stuff. Which is great. I love it. Yeah, so ivermectin is a very well tolerated drug as a general. It is still a drug, but it is one of these really simple molecules from like aspirin. You know, so there are some very simple molecules that haven't been manipulated. It's been around for 60 years. It's only got a handful, or maybe it's got a tiny amount of side effects listed. But if you're on medications, you could start with a tiny dose and then build up slowly.
I have an odd question about ivermectin.
Yes.
Forgive me, this is very odd, but in our White Swiss Shepherds, there are some dogs that test with a thing called multi-drug resistance.
Oh,
it's
yes.
actually listed at MDR1.
Yep.
Those dogs actually have a neurological sensitivity to ivermectin in particular and any ivermectin treatments. How does that relate to humans? Do we have to be very mindful that some of us do accept
yes.
things like blood-brain barrier?
And mainly because everyone is different. Actually, you might want to say hello if you wanted to. So the technology that I'm chatting about, I'm about to have a coffee with Dr. David Nixon.
Yay!
You wanna throw yourself in there?
Hi, David.
Hi.
So he accidentally found stuff that he was not looking for, you know, when he started putting the Pfizer jibbity jab under the microscope.
I still am.
Still am. Still finding all sorts of stuff in all sorts of stuff. So basically, yeah, he was. So anyone who does the Kinesiology Foundations, the videos that you'll see with David in, he was our human on the table for 13 sessions. So we do go off into a few. Yeah, I know. He
How's
did
he
me a favor
now,
being
though?
My human on the table.
How's he feeling now, though? Because he knew nothing about it before.
Sorry, I missed that.
How are you feeling? This was like a brand new experience for you, and you went through a lot with Madonna. Accomplished a lot. How have you changed? How do you feel?
I think that kinesiology needs to be near the top, if not at the top of the new health paradigm.
Yeah.
And the
this is from a 30-year doctor.
Yeah. So are you familiar with Jeffrey Tennant? He's an ophthalmologist in the US. And he's been talking about body batteries and the meridians in...
Have you been listening to him?
Yeah.
Nice.
Right. And how the liver resonates in frequency with the gallbladder and stuff. And, you know, we're at a point where either that stuff's true or the kinesiology stuff's true, or it's not. And obviously they need to make it not true, otherwise the whole medical paradigm falls over. Well, it does fall over.
It's falling over fairly fast, I think.
It's falling over very fast because, you know, if you can't trust the safe and effective narrative, and every college, every department said things were safe and effective, we can't trust anything. We can't trust any vaccines. We can't trust any medications. We need to check everything. So that's where I'm at with that. I'm in the process of moving house. I have a partner who doesn't quite see the world the way that I do.
Oh, that's a nice way of putting it.
Which is difficult. But I certainly thank Madonna for giving me an insight into something marvellous. Mm.
I think the fun that I've had in the last few months sitting with my GP, needing his input to help my kids move through a system and get them in, like, with, you know, letters to state what's going on. And he's blinking at my confidence of where we need to go and what I'm certain is affecting the kids. And he just ends up blinking and going, yeah, I can see that, and just saying, yeah, I'll just sign this then. I mean, it's a 20-year relationship with him, but he's not sure how come I'm so confident doing what I do.
Yeah.
I haven't broached it with him, but at the end of the day, he understands that I know more than I'm letting on, and he doesn't want to know at this point.
No, most of them don't want to know.
it would shift his world in ways he can't process.
Well, the comment that my brother made at Christmas, my brother's been a GP for 30 years, and the comment he made at Christmas time when my cousin brought up the amount of excess deaths we have in Australia was, if I had killed a patient, the hospital would have told me. So therefore, he still wants to believe that everything's safe and effective and will not budge from that. It's a really interesting paradigm.
It is, and we need to keep talking about it because I'm not sure how we need to keep discussing how we talk about it because it's not clear how we break it.
No. And earlier on, I was talking about detox, and there's so many components to everything, you know, and I was saying we need to be the worst transmitters possible.
I was actually referred to my first kinesiologist by a doctor. That was Ross Smith.
Yes.
The guy that Linda used to go to. And she said that she couldn't understand how there was no scientific evidence to say how he could get cerebral palsy patients functioning on a much higher level, verbally, mentally, physically, but it was evidence-based that their health and abilities improved in ways they could not replicate medically. That was her words to me 25, 30 years ago over a tennis elbow that they couldn't fix.
Yeah.
One of the things I quite like to say is, what would it look like if, in actual fact, we were just working in somebody else's business model from 120 years ago? What would it look like? You know, so doctors are dragged through or pushed through a grinder, and then they're overpaid. And this is differential between the doctor and the patient, which the system propagates.
Yeah.
And then the doctors are subject to severe audits, so they're always working, looking over their shoulder, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And then always being taken to court by, you know, so the system encourages complaints, the complaints are weaponized.
But, you know, one of the doctors who's been censored here in Australia is a endocrinologist, and he started speaking out about sugar and diabetes about 10 years ago. He got raked over the coals by ARPA and TGA for saying that sugar wasn't good for diabetics. Sugar wasn't good for diabetics.
What are you talking about, Gary Fetke?
Yes.
He's actually an orthopedic surgeon. He got sick of cutting off people's feet, so... Oh. And then he criticised the hospital nutrition and got the dietitians offside, and they complained. And eventually, I present them, well, nutrition, you never learn nutrition in your degree, so therefore you can't possibly talk about that. But that's actually quite useful to me because I'm not allowed to do anything that's got anything remotely to do with my previous training. So I figure... laser therapy, kinesiology, nutrition, looking at blood, that's all got to be outside the scope.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Do you have anything on nutrition in this, how to make sure we find a nutrition balance that's individual to people in one of these trainings?
Yeah. So that'll be in the dietary section in the health as wealth one.
Yep. Did we touch on that in Kinesiology Foundation?
Mainly only in Kinesiology Foundations, only in relation to the immune system.
Yeah, okay.
So we did that as part of that, you know, being able to check for things like gluten and lactose and all sorts of stuff. So when we're doing the digestion, allergies, intolerance stuff, you know, sort of that'll be chatting about, you know, the different... you know, what can be going on, why our body gets hyperallergic, you know, what is really happening in these points, why we don't just take, you know, when we're taking antihistamines, we're not fixing the problem. What a surprise. Yeah, there'll be lots of tips in there as to, you know, what the big things are, you know, and I often think about the big things, you know, so is it just gluten or is it the pesticides or is it, you know, if it's dairy, is it all dairy or is it the lactose? Is it the casein? You know, so there's so many bits to that. So with kinesiology, you can work out which bits it is. Do we need to throw out all dairy? Do we just need to throw out milk? Do we need to throw out the homogenized pasteurized and you're fine with organic? You know, so it's so sometimes it's okay, where am I going to spend my organic money? Where do I get my best bang for my buck?
Because from the cow.
Sorry? Yeah, from the cow, exactly. Just, yeah, and most of the reasons we have for these allergies are because of the toxins that have destroyed our microbiome in the gut that are from environmental toxins and pharmaceuticals and things that we've been pumping into us for 60 years. So that's why the history of medicines is going to be important to have a bit of a chat about that as well. So that you just start thinking, you know, so when you're seeing stuff on TV, when you're seeing stuff out there, then you'll start getting that critical thinking because you don't think about it until you know something's wrong. You know, yeah. So therefore it is a big conversation, which is why, you know, I'm hoping these masterclasses will be.
Well, that's why I was asking. Steph and I were actually trying to figure out what question to ask you about what is the healthy bones to work with and kinesiology test, what is healthy for her to work with now as a balanced diet? You know, not just what is wrong, but where are we heading? Where should we try and head as a framework of what's wise?
And I think, I mean, the big answer to that is, and I think the big answer to that is we need the less processed, the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and then we need to work out if we've got issues. Like the less antibiotics people have had, the more variety people will be able to cope with. The more antibiotics, vaccines and things people have had, the more destroyed the gut will be, the less choice there will be without symptoms. So it takes a long time to rebuild that gut, you know, doing the stuff like, you know, collagen and bone broth and all sorts of bits and pieces like those. You know, we need to be getting those in there. We need to be healing it from that. And all the essential oils, you know, things like vitamin A and D, they're crucial for the elasticity in the gut wall. So when we don't have those nice, neat little cells that are opening and closing, there's actually a drug now that you can take before you eat gluten. If you're a celiac, there's a drug you can take before eating gluten so that your cell membranes stay stuck together in the gut and they don't open up. But the whole point of those cells opening and closing all day long in the gut is to poke the little toe out. I think it's called zonulin. It's poking its little toe out into the gut to sort of see what the immune system's doing, what the allergens are, what things like that are. So they now have a drug that stops that process, which means the gut and the immune system are going to be disconnected. What could the long-term ramifications be of that? He was such a nice guy who spoke to us at Congress, but as soon as he started talking, I thought, oh, my gosh, there's going to be some big problems here. So just moving a little bit with the kinesiology foundations, my intention was actually the auditory and visual stuff. I do some real beginnings of LEAP in there as well, which I won't be doing in basic kinesi for the home. So, you know, sort of we touch on a little bit of eye pathways, you know, so people who are having vision issues. And that was really interesting because Sean, our guy in the first round of kinesiology foundations, he'd had a spinal cord operation. And since that operation, his vision wasn't awesome. So therefore his peripheral vision wasn't great. And he didn't know how far away cars and things were. So it made his driving really uncomfortable. And after that session, that just disappeared. So we start touching on some LEAP stuff in kinesiology foundation, some brain integration, as well as I don't do any NOT. NOT is more in practitioner excellence. So there's a lot more LEAP. There's a lot more NOT, neural organizational technique in practitioner excellence, which I'll be chatting about tonight, as well as things like, there's a whole bunch in that. But anyway, so that's those levels. Any questions before we round up? No bone broth for the oxalate intolerant people. Yeah, absolutely. And bone broth is also high in histamines. So histamines attract EMFs. So when we've got our high histamine levels in the body, that attracts electromagnetic frequencies. So we're more likely to be a great transmitter for all the 5G, 4G, 3G stuff out there, which is quite crazy.
Madonna, how much was the kinesiology for the home?
And 600.
How long did that... Yeah, 600 for the year?
Sorry, that one's 8 months. 600. It's one session per month.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, all of the different levels, I've got their own private Facebook group, their own private messenger pod so that you can ask questions anytime. It's pretty unusual for me to miss things on Facebook. You know, it lets me not see 98% of my friends, but it lets me know when people send me a message. Rhonda, did you have a question?
Oh, no. Yeah. Sorry, Madonna, I was on mute. Look, yeah, I need to process what you said. I think there's a lot of information there that you've just given me or given us. And you are a lady of a wealth of information, which is really exciting for me to be able to tap into something, you know, some of that. So at this point, yeah, foundations are really probably pulling me in. But I'd like to get some information with regards to the longer one. What did you call the longer one?
No. There's basic kinesiology for the home and then the kinesiology foundations at this level. People really need to have some great kinesi skills to go into practitioner excellence, which is Okay. So that's 15 months, but you really need to have some good, like at the very least, to go into practitioner excellence, you need to have stacking down pat. That needs to be, you know.
That probably pretty much answers my question as to where I'm going to be going then. I was going to come into that one tonight, but if I need to have that foundation before I start, then probably the foundation kinesiology is where I need to go.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. Okay, then. Thank you very much for that, Donna. Worries.
Any other questions? Cool. Are those levels sort of feeling like good options? Like, are they feeling like there's some good information in there? And, you know, yeah, cool, awesome. Yeah, so I was trying to think across the board, you know. So awesome. Okie doke. Well, I shall go have a coffee with David. Isn't he cool? Yeah, I feel very...
Just one question.
He looks like a cyborg. He must have had something removed off the back of his head because he's got a little round white band-aid right at the back of his head, like out of Matrix. Yeah, he's been pulled out of the Matrix. Yeah.
New Zealand, what happened?
That's funny.
Just one more question, Madonna. Please. How long is the foundation for, and what's the, what's the foundation of the foundation? I mean, to say, is there exams? How does that function?
No exams or anything like that. It's so at the moment we've got the 28 sessions from the previous two kinesiology foundations available as soon as anyone signs up. So then you can already start that process. So there's like, it's probably about 50 hours of training already to go. And basically you can start them the second a payment gets made. So the way I'm going to be working it this year is basically saying, okay, your homework for this week is to watch this one and this one. So then if you watch, you know, and then I will make sure that I'll peruse them and make sure they work properly. And then I'll say, and then we'll, that'll be your homework. And then we get together once a week for somewhere between an hour to 2 hours and we integrate it and you watch it being done live as well with any questions from your homework. So the idea will be that you'll go away and you'll have a bit of a play and a bit of a practice.
Yeah.
And then you come in and go, okay, well, I tried that. That didn't work. What did I do wrong?
Okay, good one. Okay.
Yeah, so it's all about integration.
Yeah, good one.
But there's heaps of information in there. Yeah.
Right. So, good one.
And we do go off on tangents, and because Sean was a chiropractor and David was a doctor, just awesome having them on the table for me with information.
Okay, super. Okay, thank you very much, Madonna.
Yeah.
Hey, Madonna, is it an idea to do the like the family one first and then the foundations, or
only if you want to? Only if you want to. Mm-hmm. So because you don't need to, it's more about time because so the foundations one is probably, oh no, the foundations one is for people who really want some good skills soon, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's really about because there's lots of stuff in there. It ended up being quite a very well-rounded training.
Do you need a lot of time in the week to, like, how much time do you think you need to put aside?
Well, you probably need to, like, even if you only watch one of the pre-videos, you know, and I could say this one's the best one to watch if you want to watch two, you know, because I always use different words and different humans on the table give different things. So if you've got time to watch two, they're all, I think the shortest ones were about 75 minutes, but that wasn't very often. Generally, they went 90 to 120 minutes. So watching them, but then having a play with the information. You know, so being able to get someone to, with the kinesiology for the home, I will be doing some standing videos as well as some lying down, because everyone doesn't have a massage table. So I will be doing both. I've got no idea how I'm going to do that yet, but everything is lying down on a table, you know, with the kinesiology foundations, because a lot of that stuff, even from the very first thing I teach, you can't do standing up. So because one of my first things in kinesiology foundations is hypertonics. And we just go into more in kinesiology foundations. Like, because one of the biggest things for me is, when is a muscle test not a muscle test? So I was speaking to a group in South Africa recently, and they're really well-trained. I think they were all women. There might have been one man, but there were about 30 people in the group. And none of them have really been working with first, second, or third stage stress, which was sort of interesting to me because I learned that 25 years ago. So if we don't understand first, second, and third stage stress, and you're doing a muscle test and you go, oh, yeah, that's a lock, but just say it's an overlock. It's not unlocking. You know, that's a hyper muscle. It's over facilitated. So in kinesiology foundations, there's also a lot more of that stuff, which you would probably get because you've had so many sessions, Rosa. So you could probably jump into either depending on your time, because I know you've got other training you do doing this year as well. It just depends how quickly you want to get in there and start playing.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Thanks, Madonna.
Yeah. Can you please repeat about foundation one? Yeah, so the kinesiology foundations, that is the one that I start very much from the perspective of, yeah, when is a muscle test not a muscle test? I go into first, second, and third stage stress, like right within the first few sessions, because so many people lose their confidence when they start muscle testing. And my husband, it took me a year to muscle test him, a year. So, and every week I'd go back to Gordon and I would say, okay, I'm not getting anything. And it wasn't until I did hypertonics. A year down the track, I was at a information session for hypertonics. I had my arm up, Trevor Savage pushed on my head, and then my arm unlocked, and then he did something and it locked again. And I went home and I did that to my husband and it worked. And he said, what are you doing? I said, I have no idea, but I got a muscle test. So I was just happy because to me that was huge. It was the first time, because he was hyper-facilitated. So in the home stuff, I'll just be doing basic stuff for that, really basic stuff. So, but that's fine, you know, because we all need to start where we need to start. So, but less complicated in the home stuff, because when we do go into the concepts of first, second, and third stage stress, when we do go into the concepts of hypertonics, so most kinesiology basics is about underworking muscles, underworking organs. In kinesiology foundations, we weave in between both. Some things that are hypertonic, some things that are hypotonic. So hypertonics was put together because by an Australian guy who basically knew that some muscles were hyperfacilitated. You've got a kid who's ADHD, they've got a whole whack of hyperfacilitated muscles. You've got a kid with, well, cerebral palsy or many things. How many people look like this by the end of the day? You know, and they walk in the door and go, had a stressful day. You know, we all get to that spot because our body is constantly trying to protect us. So in foundations, we talk a lot about protection. We talk about a lot about survival stuff. We talk about how this stuff is affecting our body. There's a lot of structural stuff, a lot of really cool structural stuff in kinesiology foundations. Yeah, there's also a big section on immune system stuff, because I think, and once again, the immune system stuff is so important these days. Like, for example, with vaccines, sorry, not vaccines, pharmaceuticals. So, Christine, if you knew how to check the immune system stuff, you could ask the body. So you could, when you can stack in your current medications, for example, say, in relation to this current group of medications, is it okay for me to take ivermectin? If it's a yes, what dose do I need to start on? So you could actually then muscle test what dose, in how many days can I increase that dose? So we can get that specific when we're muscle testing and we've got good questions. So with the immune system stuff in Kinesiology Foundations, it's quite big, because it's a combination of LEAP and hypertonics and Touch for Health. I sort of, as always, everything with me is a bit of this and a bit of that I've learned over 30 years. And part of the reason, so there's no exams. The part of the reason I'm doing it this way in a non-university or a non-coordinated set is that I can teach whatever I want. So I am a Touch for Health instructor. I am a heart healing instructor. I am a biokinetics instructor, but I have to follow their rules and do it exactly as they want me to. And that's not the way I work. So it feels uncomfortable. Yeah, same with NOT. If you're an NOT instructor, you have to do it like that. And that's why when I started, I would learn NOT and they would say, oh, NOT is all you need. Or I'd learn LEAP. LEAP is all you need. You know, hypertonics is all you need. And, yeah, they're all freaking awesome, but I do a bit of a combination all over the place. Yeah, Judy.
We need to give you an acronym and start your own academy. That's all there is to it. I'm sorry. There's a guy up the Sunshine Coast, and he's David Wright. He's got Simply Budgets, and it's a totally different way of looking at forecasting. So, you know, in November it's going to be a really rubbish month. You can start saving earlier, because he was a teacher, living week to week. So he hasn't got a maths degree, but he said he can go set up his own like learning place, give people certificates to learn his stuff, but he can't get one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's his gift. This is your gift.
Yeah.
We've got to make an acronym.
Okay, everyone. Hope that was informative. Get on to me if you want to have a little 15-minute chat at some stage and see where you want to fit in with things. And I'll sort of talk to you about how the payment plans work, if that interests anyone. And we'll go from there. So thank you all. That's been awesome. And thank you for your questions in the background. Good having you here again, Troy. You know, so yeah, you'll get back. You'll get back. Awesome. Thanks all. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks, Madonna. Bye.